Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم My Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel. There are many blessings of reciting Durood-e Pak upon the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Indeed, the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous, the most kind, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated, on the Day of Judgment, there will be no shade other than the Arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal. And three types of people will be under the shade of the Arsh. He was asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are those three people who will be under the shade of the Arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal? Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the person removing the difficulty of my follower. The second, the one who revives my sunnah. And the third, the one reciting Durood-e Pak upon me in abundance in this world. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, we have had the honor of the month of Ramadan, and we will miss with our hearts fasting. But Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy knows no bounds. And Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, there are great benefits in continuing to make nafl fasts after the month of Ramadan has left us. Indeed, the reward for these is immense. And what it also does is that the training we have had in Ramadan al-Mubarak and the reality checks that we've had, we can maintain. Some brothers say, we wish that Ramadan al-Mubarak was all year round. The beauty and the euphoria of it and the excitement and the electric in the air. It's just an amazing month and we miss it. And we want our lives to be like they are in Ramadan al-Mubarak. Well, you do have a choice. Allah Azza wa Jal has set great reward for fasting, nafl fasts. These were the fara'is we had to do. We had to fast in the month of Ramadan Mubarak. But now, you're outside. You've got a choice. You can fast if you want. And if you don't, there is no sin upon you. But to maintain that great level of spiritual enlightenment, one can fast. And the great scholars and the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the walis of Allah Azza wa Jal, have given us many, many beautiful madni pearls in relation to fasting. And there are many, many beautiful hadith mubarakah of Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which give us the glad tidings of great rewards. This month came with its mercy, its forgiveness, and its freedom from hell. And we learnt that fasting was truly something special. It helped protect faith. It protects us from the fire of hell. It keeps us in touch with our inner self. It gives us a reality check. And it gives us a light on the path to Jannah. There are many, many spiritual benefits. And again, there are many, many worldly benefits. Fasting improves your health. It improves your digestive system. It protects you from many illnesses. And above all else, it gives you great reward in the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Indeed, this fasting is something special. In Ramadan, it is there and you have to do it. But outside Ramadan al-Mubarak, fasting is something special. In Surah Ahzab, verse 35, translation from Kanz al-Iman, and fasting men and women, and men and women who guard their chastity, and men and women who remember Allah Azza wa Jal much. For all of them, Allah Azza wa Jal has prepared forgiveness and a great reward. Subhanallah. So here we see from the ayat of the Quran that fasting men and women are mentioned. In a further ayat of the Quran, eat and drink with immense relish, recompense for that which you sent forth in the days gone by. And Sayyidina Waqi rahmatullahi alayhi states that the words days gone by mentioned the verse in this verse are the days of fasting and abstaining from food and drink. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, the reward for nafil fasts is amazing. The worldly benefits are great, but the spiritual benefits and the benefits for the hereafter are mesmerizing. Sayyidina Qais bin Zayd Juhani radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever keeps a nafil fast, Allah Azza wa Jal will create a tree in Jannah for him. The fruit of the tree will be smaller than a pomegranate, but greater than an apple. It will be sweet as honey that is not to be separated from its comb, and it will be as delicious as pure honey that has been separated from the comb. On the day of judgment, Allah Azza wa Jal will feed the fruits of this tree to the fasting person. Subhanallah. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in another beautiful hadith in Mubarakah, whoever keeps a nafil fast expecting reward, Allah Azza wa Jal will move him away from hell as the distance of 40 years. And then, whoever keeps a nafil fast for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal will make the distance between him and hell so much that a fast horse rider covers it in 50 years. Subhanallah. The Prophet of Rahmat, the intercessor of the Ummah, the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated, if somebody keeps a nafil fast, and even if he is given the whole of the earth full of gold as its reward, the reward will still remain incomplete, and he will be given his reward on the day of judgment only. Subhanallah. Given the whole of the earth as a reward, and yet the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is telling us that that is not enough. This is why the great saints of Allah Azza wa Jal spend their time in nafil fasts. We know, we see regularly on Madni channel that alhamdulillah, night after night after night, Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah is doing sehri and spend their days in roza, in fasting, because of the great benefits that they gain. And not only that, but because of Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah keeping fast, a lot of Islamic brothers, to control their desires and to control themselves, they follow suit and gain many worldly and spiritual blessings. Sayyidina Utbah bin Abi Sulami radiallahu ta'ala has stated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever keeps one farz fast in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal will put him as far away from hell as the distance between seven earths and seven skies. And whoever keeps a nafil fast, Allah Azza wa Jal will put between him and hell the distance between the earth and the sky. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrated a beautiful saying from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whoever fasts a day for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal puts him as far away from hell as the distance a baby crow flies continuously till it grows old and dies. And the scholars say that a crow lives for up to 500 years, and so it can fly for a long, long time. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, this fasting is an amazing deed with untold benefits. Sayyidina Umama radiallahu ta'ala has said, the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me an act that will benefit me. The best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, keep fast, because there is no other deed like it. He asked again, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me an act that will benefit me. And Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again replied, keep fast, there is no other deed like it. Once again, for the third time, he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me an act. And again, the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, keep fast, because there is no other deed like it. If you want that deed that is special in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, that gives you the spirituality, that helps you control your desires, then fasting is it. In another narration, the noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me of such an act that will benefit me. And Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Make fast obligatory for you, because there is nothing like it. It is stated that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me of an act that will take me to Jannah. And again, the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make fast obligatory, because there is no other deed like it. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, in Hadith Mubarakah after Hadith Mubarakah, the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us that if you really want to stay in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal with humbleness, sincerity, purity in worship, and cleansing your insides and purification on a regular basis, and you want to gain rewards for the hereafter, and you want to keep in control of your desires, and you want to stay away from sins, then truly this fasting is something amazing, and it should be taken, and we should fast regularly. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, narrated by Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that on the day of resurrection, the fasting people will rise, and will rise with a beautiful fragrance. There will be jugs of water, on which there will be seals of musk, and the fasting people will be told, eat, you were hungry yesterday. Drink, you were thirsty yesterday. Rest, you were tired yesterday. And all this will be going on for the fasting person, whilst the normal people will be in the terrors of accountability of the day of judgment and will be in severe thirst. So the entire creation and the world is in dire straits, is in difficulty, is in terror, is in drowning in their own sweat. The sun is above their heads, and they are in great torment, and they are thirsty, and yet the fasting people are being served with beverages. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, every hair of the fasting person makes tasbih for him. On the day of judgment, there shall be a mat of gold embroidered with pearls and gems, and it will be as large as the earth. It will be laid out with foods, heavenly foods and drinks and fruits, and the fasting person will enjoy these, and whereas other people will be facing accountability. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, a little bit of difficulty today, enduring the hunger and the thirst, protecting your eyes, fasting nafil fast for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and trying to maintain that spirituality of Ramadan, reaps not only great rewards in this life, but on the day of resurrection will stand you in a separate category of people, a category of people which will have special blessings and a special status. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Rubah radiallahu ta'ala said, on the day of judgment, dining mats shall be laid and the fasting people will eat from them. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Huzaifa said that the one reciting the kalma for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal will enter Jannah, will die with the kalma and iman. The one fasting for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal will also die and will enter Jannah. And the one giving charity for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal will also die and enter Jannah. Subhanallah. Look at the amazing rewards of fasting for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sometimes the times are difficult. The days are long, especially in the northern hemisphere. Those in the subcontinent, it's difficult because it's hot, the extreme heat. But let me tell you, the greater the difficulty, the greater the reward. The Prophet of Rahmat, the intercessor of the Ummah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sent Sayyidina Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala for a sea battle. One night, when the sails of the ship were removed, a voice was heard from the unseen saying, O people of the ship, stop. Shall I tell you what Allah Azza wa Jalla has decided for himself? Sayyidina Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala said, if you can, then do tell us. The voice said, Allah Azza wa Jal has decided that whosoever bears thirst on an extremely hot day for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal will give him water to drink on the day of extreme thirst, i.e. the day of judgment. Imam Abu Bakr Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala says, has stated in Kitabul Juh, ever since the day Sayyidina Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala heard the voice of the ghaib, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu would go to extreme temperatures, but would fast for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, the fasting person gains many benefits. Sayyidina Buraydah radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that the Prophet of Rahmat, the intercessor of the Ummah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, called Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala and said, Oh Bilal, come and have breakfast. Sayyidina Bilal replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am fasting. Upon which Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we are eating our sustenance while the sustenance of Bilal is increasing in Jannah. And then said, O Bilal, do you know that angels keep dua for the fasting person's forgiveness and his bones make tasbih as long as somebody eats before him? Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Nafl fast are truly something amazing. And after Eid, there is a great virtue that I want to share with you. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that the Prophet of Rahmat, the intercessor of the Ummah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, the one who fasts in Ramadan and then fasts 6 days in Shawwal has been cleansed from sins as if it was the day that his mother gave birth to him. Then Sayyidina Abu Ayyub radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever keeps fast in Ramadan and then keeps six fasts of Shawwal, it is as if he has fasted for his entire life. So subhanallah, Sahih Muslim Sharif is a beautiful hadith in Mubarakah. And then in Sunan Ibn Majah, Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, narrated by Sayyidina Soban radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the one fasting 6 days after Eid al-Fitr, i.e. in Shawwal, has fasted the entire year, because whoever brings one good deed will get the reward of 10 for it. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, the Almighty Quran write that the reason for this is that there is a beautiful ayah mubarakah in the Quran, Surah Al-An'am, verse 160, where Allah Azza wa Jalla says, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَنْفَالِهَا. Whoever brings one good deed, then for him there are 10 like thereof. Therefore, if we fasted for 30 days in Ramadan, it covers 300 days. And then the extra 6 fasts cover the extra 60 days. And it is as if we fasted for the entire year. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Alama Maulana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullah Ali has wrote in the footnotes of Bahari Shariat that it is better to have these 6 fasts separately on alternative dates. There is no harm in doing them after Eid al-Fitr in a continuous way. But the scholars write that it is better to spread them out. And one beautiful way that some scholars write is that you can fast on Mondays and get the sawab and the reward of fasting on the Monday in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then fast on the Thursday. So if in the month of Shawwal you want to fast Mondays and Thursdays, you can easily make up for the 6 fasts. And if you make it a habit in your lifetime of fasting on Mondays and Thursdays, then you will gain the blessings of fasting that we have been talking about. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we were blessed with the month of Ramadan, which came to train us. To train us to fast in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and gain great reward. To train us to protect our salah. To train us to read the Quran. To train us to protect our eyes. To train us to protect our ears. To train us to control our tongue. To train us to protect our hands and feet from the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. The month of Ramadan came to teach us the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The month of Ramadan came to give us spiritual enlightenment. It came to train us for the 11 months of the year. It came so that we could change. It came to change our hearts. It came to turn our lives around and not run after the world. It came to show us that we have a dark and lonely grave to go to. It came to teach us that on the day of judgment we will be held accountable for our actions. It came to focus our mind on our book of deeds. It came to show us that those who adopt the pious way and who fight in the cause of Allah Azza wa Jal, fight their nafs and try and remain pious and try and remain good and try and do jihad of the nafs, fighting their desires and staying away from everything that displeases Allah and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For those people, there is a great reward in this world and the hereafter. The month of Ramadan was training. The 11 months now as the implementation of that training. If you ever make a mistake, repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Fast in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Make sure you protect your salah. May Allah Azza wa Jal make this Ramadan al-Mubarak one which changes our lives forever. And may Allah Azza wa Jal give us the Eid that Sayyidi Ghousi Azam radiallahu ta'ala and Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala talked of, and that Eid is to leave this world in the state of Iman. Ameen bijahin Nabil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.